Thank you for the hold. My name is Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Sure. My account was charged $67 and some odd cents. I replied to a survey from Kroger's online, and doing so, I was able to get this little gift. And I said, okay. And then it said it was going to charge me $7 and some odd cents for shipping and handling. And I said, fine. So I paid it. I just looked at my account, and then you people just took out $67 and some odd cents. Now, this girl is telling me that I applied for some kind of account. I did not apply for any account. Only thing I did was to get this gift and pay shipping and handling. And it was all sponsored by Kroger's. I want my $67 and some odd cents back. And first she started off with 20%, 30%, and then 50%. I want it all.
Okay, yes, sir. May I please?
We'll go to Kroger's, and then I will tell them.
Okay, yes, sir.
Because it's under their name.
May I please have your first and last name?
My first name is Robert. Last name is Epton. Epton.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for that. And just to verify, I do have the right person up. Could you please verify your address for me?
Sure. It's 1359 Grand Avenue, apartment number 104, Newport, Kentucky.
Yes, sir, and thank you for that. I do see that this happened on the 13th of April with the survey that said that you won a free gift and a Wi-Fi booster was chosen.
Right, correct. And I paid the shipping and handling charge for it.
Yes, sir. And what had happened was at the bottom of the page for some terms and conditions.
Wait a minute. Time out. I did not sign anything to any agreement about joining any club or getting anything. Just so you know, there was not a legal document me signing. I paid for shipping and handling, period. So, all I'm asking is I get my $67 back.
Yes, and I am able to process a 50% refund of this
charge.
No, but
all of it.
Okay, yes, sir. Due to those terms and conditions saying that with receiving the free gift, they came along with a subscription of a Factory Direct Savings Store. Yes, sir, but just give me just a second because I do see where this just happened today. So let me see what I can do for you. Yes, sir. I should have checked and see what day the charge came off. Yes, sir. Be just one moment.
I tell you, it came up today because I'm looking at my account.
Yes, sir. It do shows that it did come out today. So as long as it's still pending, it can return within the next 24 to 48 hours. But if it's not pending anymore, it can take the next 3 to 5 business days. But yes, sir, I do see where the charge just came out today. So the $67.32 will go back into your charge card. Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're going to deposit it back into my charge card?
Yes, sir. Or the $67.32.
Right. I'm willing to pay for that service charge, service and handling charge and everything else. But that other stuff, no. What I need to have from you is your name, so in case something should happen, I can call you back.
Yes, sir. My name is Mercedes.
Mercedes?
Yes, sir. And my desk number, we don't have a direct link, but my desk number is 1-8-12-917.
917.
Yes, sir. And did she provide you a confirmation number to confirm it was canceled?
Okay, confirmation number what?
C as in Charlie.
Okay.
259.
Okay.
823-364.
364. Okay. That's fine. So the name is Mercedes. The desk number is 12917. Confirmation number is C25982-3364.
Yes, sir, that is correct. This account has been canceled to prevent any future charges, as well as refund of your $67.32.
Okay. That's it.
You're welcome, man. Was there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, ma'am. That's it. That's fine.
Okay, yes, sir. Thank you for calling customer support. I hope you have a great day and enjoy your Easter.
Thank you. Same to you now. Bye-bye.
Bye.